fish in boats?
Sometimes, and sometimes from the shore.
What kind of boat might you fish in?
Well, most of the time we'd fish in just a small rowboat with maybe an outside motor, outboard motor on it.
And is that usually pointed at one end and squared
yes.
at the other? Mm-hmm. Do you have a different name for it, squared at both ends?
Yeah, they're called John boats. That's what we call them.
And what about if they're pointed at both ends?
They're canoes.
Did you ever sew or anything like that?
Oh yes, I'm a seamstress.
Did you make most of your?
I made all of our clothes up until, I have even made suits. I love to do more tailored work, and then I made all of our clothes. And at one time, my husband was working in a feed store, and they used to sell the feed in the printed bags. And he would find some pretty ones and match them up and bring them home, and I'd make shirts for he and my son alike, and dresses for my daughter and I alike, make pajamas and things like that.
And my wife makes a lot of my shirts.
Mm-hmm. I made shirts. In fact, the only thing that my husband bought was his undershirts, t-shirts. And undershirts was about the only thing that he bought for years. That I made all of our clothes, everything we wore.
You save a lot of money, and my wife can't stand to go shopping.
I'll see something I want and think it's pretty, and I'll look at the price of it, and I'll turn and walk away and leave it, because in my mind, right quickly, it runs through my mind, well, I can take that much money and buy enough material to make me 3 outfits. And so I come away with that even. But I'm still sewing, I'm still altering, doing alterations. I have all I can do if I wanted to do it right now. And of course there's money in alterations now that prices have gone up, and I have been able to pick up quite a bit of pin money, extra money, by just doing alterations.
Say, you know, you're missing sewing. Say you wanted to match up something, you know, they had a blouse, you wanted to make a dress to match it. What do you call a little square of cloth you might take to?
A sample of material.
And say you had a pretty dress on, you were in the kitchen, what might you put over it to keep?
An apron.
Did you ever make aprons?
Oh yes, I made those and used to make them for the bazaars and sell them. We used to raise quite a bit of money for our PTAs and things like that by making aprons.
And let's see, so you lost a button. I lost a button off my shirt. What might I put temporarily there to hold it?
Might use a safety pin.
And I guess that's one thing I don't really look forward to about having a baby, and that's changing those diapers. I'll be scared to death to get around a baby with a
My son still can't. They have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and he can get along pretty good, but when she wants to go out in the evening, he'll always call and say, Mother, you gonna be home tonight? And I'll say, well, I think so. Why? Well, Christy's going out and says, just in case Jennifer happens to an accident, can you come over and take care of her?
I'll be scared. I don't trust my hand. I'll be scared to get around.
But you know, they don't use pens anymore, so you don't have to worry about
that.
With these disposable diapers they have, and they have tape on them, so the things they have for a baby now are just a whiz to take care of one now. The bottles, you throw them away, you don't have to sterilize them and all the other things. Nothing having a baby now. We had the next door neighbor has baby just 3 weeks old, and she had the midwife to deliver her second. This is her second one.
Oh.
And so she was only in labor an hour and a half, and the baby came. Delivered the baby right there. He's a husky looking little old fella.
Well, you know, I guess with the expense now of having children out.
They're going into this, I guess you have heard of this, Le Mans problem they're having now. They go in, the couples go into the hospital, and they